Good Gabs, sponsored by SkillSkin, a nonprofit organization empowering individuals with disabilities through employment. Today we have Eric Peck, Retail Market Development Specialist at BECU. I'm telling you, we're going to learn a lot today about the credit union world. You're going to hear about an old favorite fishing spot. And if you got kids, we got an offer for you. Eric, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, what's happening in the world of BECU?
Well, BECU, we're growing like wildfire.
We see it. It's happening all over the Northwest.
That I'm glad you're seeing it, because that's pretty much my whole job.
Success.
If not, we can't air that. we're the largest credit union in Washington State, and the largest community credit union in America. Yeah, overall, we're like the fourth largest credit union, but we're the largest community one, meaning that we're open to serve the general community instead of like a specific charter, like you have to be military or anything like that. So,
yeah, well, that's, I remember, you know, BECU was like, didn't it start out like Boeing employees?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. A little factoid. Back in 1935, that's when we started off, and it's an unconfirmed rumor, but it's the story we go with, that the way that we started was 18 Boeing employees, because back then it was during the Depression.
Sure.
Back then, Boeing wouldn't provide all of the tools that were needed for employees to work. They had to bring their own tools to do the job, and so we... 18 Boeing employees came together and put out a lunchbox, and they each threw 50 cents in, and they used that as a fund for Boeing employees to buy their tools. And now we're at like $30 billion in assets. So it's a big lunchbox now.
And that's an awesome story. I know, I had no idea what BECU was until I moved to Seattle for a little while, and I was living in Georgetown, just down the street from the, you know, headquarters down there on the Duwamish, and that was like one of my favorite fishing holes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Catch a lot of salmon right next to that credit union.
Yep.
And they were part of shared branching, and that was my first exposure. It was like, I was from Spokane, living over there, didn't know, you know, how I was going to do banking, and they're like, oh, no, we got shared branching, come on in.
Absolutely.
And it was just, they made it so easy, and just some great folks around there. So, why Spokane, right? Like, we know why the West Side, why here?
In Spokane, we just started because we thought, you know what, we need another kind of a secure location to put some of our servers, just to make sure if anything ever happens in the Seattle area, like a big ice storm or something crazy.
Or tsunami at that level.
Or a tsunami. Yeah, that's true. The big earthquake? Who knows? But we just thought, you know, we need a, so that we can continue to function as a credit union. If anything happens over there, we don't get, like, shut down. We can still serve our members. So we started with just, like, a closet for servers. And then... shortly after doing that, we thought, well, you know, we can expand more in Spokane. The real estate over there, the commercial buildings are pretty affordable. So let's just put in a call center there as well. So we added that to the server closet, and it, of course, turned it into a bigger building.
There's a call center here.
We've got two pretty large buildings out there, and. Don't quote me on it, but in the area, we've got probably at least 250 employees.
That's awesome. Yeah. So yeah, you guys are a pretty big employer that maybe myself or our listeners don't necessarily know about that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. And I started in our call center, 13 years ago, and, I had never even heard of BECU, and then, one of my friends referred me to come over and work, and I got this call from BECU, and I was like, okay, nice try, scammers. and they were like, no, we would really like to do an interview. And I was like, yeah, okay. I went in and did an interview and was like, oh, wow, this is legit. And then, since then, I've learned a ton about the credit union and how large we are. But since it's not like a member-facing part of the business in the call center. Of course, we don't have like big logos all over it and stuff. So it's just, yeah, just kind of a quiet little operation.
Yeah, employing a whole lot of people.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yep. Well, okay, well, so how do you come out of the call center and be the face of the community out here?
Well, that was kind of an accident.
As often great things are.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm just somebody who I've always been like a if you see something, say something kind of person. So when we decided that we were going to start establishing a retail presence with our branches here in Spokane a little over 8 years ago, I was working in the call center at that time, and my life before BECU, I had worked in with other banking organizations, and so I'd gotten to know some good connections out in the community at the chambers of commerce and with nonprofits. And so when I found out we were opening the branches, I just took it upon myself to put together a list of people that I thought were vital community contacts.
Awesome. You're like, hey,
yeah. And here. Yeah, and I shared that with our market expansion director, Kim, and I didn't do it with any kind of intent of like, hey, you should employ me as the community guy.
Yeah, you were just helping.
I just did it because I was like, this is going to be helpful, like, because, you know, we were originally kind of a Seattle-based credit union, and so I did that, and then essentially she was just like, you know, we have a whole job for that if you're interested, so you can apply for it, and that's how I started in the business development realm, just basically by talking too much.
That's incredible. So, yeah, so what does business development look like, you know, here in our region then? Like, you're helping get new members. Are you also helping select community partners that, you know, BECU wants to support?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just going to preface by saying I love my job because it is so diverse. Like, one day I'll be doing a podcast like this, and then the next day I'll just be hunkered down in my office doing administrative work all day. It's I like the spice of the job because there's so many different things that fall under that business development realm. So what business development looks like for BECU is Spokane was our first ever expansion market outside of our major footprint over in the Puget Sound area. And so we needed somebody who was local to Spokane, who could be the feet in the street and kind of knew the community. And I started off by just partnering with local nonprofits because I think nonprofits are the heart of the community.
Yeah. Thank you. Coming from the nonprofit.
You're very welcome. And so forming some partnerships with the local nonprofits helped us get our brand out in the community in a way that showed, you know, BECU is here in the community and we're here to serve the community. And then from there, we started getting involved in a lot of the local kind of iconic events in Spokane, like the fair and Spokane Valley Fest. And our whole mission was just to go out and ask the community, do you know who BECU is? And I remember when we first started, I would ask people, what do you think BECU stands for?
Yeah, what did they say?
We got all sorts of interesting answers. Some of them I can't say in a podcast.
Right here.
Yes. But my favorite one was Best Ever Credit Union. And I was like, yep, I'm adopting that. So yeah.
You got to buy them like a Starbucks card something,
right?
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, member of the year. And so, and we already had a lot of members in Spokane because, you know, people move all over the place. And we had such a major footprint with Boeing and over with people over in the Western Washington. And it just kind of worked its way over here. So we started off with a pretty good member base over here to begin.
So it was just, yeah, it was that match was meant to be.
Yep, for sure. It just made sense because we had employees here and we had a good size membership base here. And we thought, you know, they might like a branch or two over in the area. So
it makes sense. And now you're giving back to the community and connecting. How about on that nonprofit space? Like, how does an organization choose to partner with who? Is that like is there a way, like, let us behind the curtain? Like, we're always wondering, what's that mystery like?
Yes, it is hard. It's a very challenging thing, because when a nonprofit comes to the credit union and says, we need your help, we need your support, unfortunately, we can't support every single nonprofit, because we'd be bankrupt in like 15 minutes. Yeah. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, the need is infinite.
It's never ending. And so we do have to be strategic about it. And so we have to be wise stewards of our members' money, because all the money we invest back into the community is money that our members have entrusted us with. So we need to make sure that any nonprofits that we work with align with the values of our members. So we have to be a bit selective in that regard.
And that makes sense.
Yeah. And also our goal as a credit union who's part of the co-op network, or the shared branch network, is we want to improve the communities we serve. So we pay attention to kind of the hot topics of the community. So like in Spokane, workforce development is a big challenge, especially in the trades. So
absolutely.
So we do a lot of support with workforce development to help Spokane and Spokane Valley and the whole surrounding area really thrive. Of course, we also have a huge passion for education. So we do a lot of support with the local colleges and universities, as well as the local schools and teachers. So a lot of times it doesn't have to be like a big just writing a check.
Sure.
A lot of times it's me going out into the community and doing financial education. So I'll go teach people about understanding what credit is and how to use credit.
You are wearing a lot of hats.
You wear the hat you gotta wear.
Yeah.
But I low key, the financial education is one of my favorite parts of the job, because I personally grew up in an environment where I didn't get that education.
I don't think a lot of people do.
Yeah. So when I turned 18, I got all these credit card offers in the mail, and I was like, free money? You bet. And then turns out you got to pay that back.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mine was a fancy Apple iMac computer.
Absolutely.
I didn't know that 26% interest was really going to add up that quick.
Yeah. Yeah. It sneaks up on you. Suddenly it's 4 years later and you've bought the laptop 12 times.
I think that's why it's in my closet too, because I just can't get rid of that thing. It was like gold.
Yeah. Not after years of investing. So, I really enjoy teaching like the youth or teens or high school age groups who are just about to go make their way out into the world, because I really feel personally that it's so important to understand what you're getting into.
Totally.
It's very
you can have big impact that way too.
Yeah.
Is that a kind of a value amongst the entirety of BECU, or just that kind of a local thing that you're doing just to inside your organization?
Yeah, it is a personal value that aligns very, very well with the credit union values. So we do it. We have that approach from a whole footprint. We understand that a lot of times to help break or at least impact the cycle of poverty, it's wise to start at the beginning. So if you give kids and teenagers the right tools to succeed into the future, then later on in the future, when they have their own children, then they can pass those tools down. And it's a great way of impacting all that.
And it's where you got to get people. In our world at SkillSkin, you know, we exist to help adults with disabilities and through employment.
Yeah.
And we employ a bunch of people too. And what we're finding is like, we got to have the conversation with people when they're real young. Especially people with intellectual disabilities, mm-hmm. who might not get talked about, you know, what they want to do when they grow up,
yeah.
or what job they want to have until like at the very end of high school. they might be, you know, 18, 19, you know, going through the last parts of their education until that conversation happens. They're like, oh, no, we got to get in there a lot earlier.
Yeah.
And then we can break a cycle, too, because there's a lot of people that just aren't working that could.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Let's do this.
Yeah, for sure. People, after a while, get like a mindset of, well, people say I can't do it, so I can't do it. So I'm not even going to go out there and try it. So I think that it's so important to for organizations like Skillskin to be available for people to show them you can do this. That here's your opportunity. So
heck yeah. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. What other nonprofits are like missions that you're working with right now that you might want to highlight today?
Yeah. So BECU has a program that we call People Helping People, which is a very...
I like the name.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a very unique kind of program because we started as People Helping People, those 18 employees helping their coworkers. And that has continued for us ever since 1935. That's been like our main business value, I'll say, is whatever we do, we want to be people who are helping people or help people help people. And so so anyway, our People Helping People Award, every year we do this nomination. BECU members can nominate the nonprofits that they care about. And there's a whole process that I won't get too deep into because we'll be here for hours. And so, but long story short, our members nominate the nonprofits that they care about. And then our members get a voice and they get to vote for which nonprofits they feel are the greatest impacts. And then
cool.
At the end of all of that, we award People Helping People grants to those nonprofits. And the range for those is anywhere from like $15,000 up to $40,000. And
yeah, this is real impactful money.
Yeah. And every year we select quite a few nonprofits. I don't have the exact number off the top of my head, but it's a substantial amount. And in the Spokane area, in 2023, we had two local winners. So we had the Northeast Youth Center.
Nice.
up in the Hilliard area. And then Generation Live.
I say, is that Genera? Northeast Youth Center? No. Never mind.
I only know them by the Northeast Youth Center.
And Generation Alive?
Yeah, and Generation Alive too. And so you kind of had them combined there in the Genera. Yeah. But the Northeast Youth Center, they help provide support for like parents who are working, and because the cost of childcare is just outlandish. And so they help offset that cost for parents, that kind of, to my understanding, on a sliding scale. But if you want more details, you'll have to talk to them about that.
Check them out.
And, yeah. Generation Alive is also an amazing organization that helps students and student-aged children learn life skills to help set them up for success into their future. And so...
Have you taught your class there yet?
At Generation Alive? I have not done it.
That seems like a perfect match.
Right. Well, there we're talking. So I don't know if you know JJ.
Eric's like, don't spoil my secrets. Right?
I'm all I don't know if you know JJ. He's the executive director at Generation Alive. We have just recently been talking about ways that we can continue to partner.
Maybe he needs to come on the show, talk more about that. Yeah.
Yep.
Pass that information
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sounds good.
Well, how exciting. So then that happens every year. And so it doesn't necessarily mean that someone in the Spokane region will win, but they can.
Well, our footprint as a credit union, like you said, when you're from the Seattle area, you definitely know who BECU is. We joke.
Yeah, you can't drive like 20 blocks.
Yeah, we joke that if you're born in a hospital in that area, like your wristband is branded.
So yeah, spending so much time out in Spokane, coming up in, you know, through that call center and just being the face here. What are some of the like regional differences that you see?
Yeah. So my job is very micro market. So it's I have assigned markets or locations that I work within. And I really enjoy the Spokane market in particular because it is. So let me, I guess I'll explain a little further first. So I cover our, what we call our coastal district, which okay. is a corridor of Western Washington that I cover. So I do a lot of work in Western Washington as well as in Spokane.
And like Hood Canal Coastal District or yeah. even further out?
It's a little, yeah. it's a little, there's like, my furthest one north is Bellingham.
Okay.
And then Burlington, Linwood, yes. Everett, like that's kind of my neighborhood. And so I've learned over 8 years in this role that there's a major difference between markets. And so in the Western Washington side, yes, each market is a little bit different, but when you compare the Western Washington as a whole to Spokane as a whole, we had a learning curve, just to be frank. We had a learning curve when we expanded over to Spokane because Spokane is way more relationship-driven. So,
right.
It's the sense of community. I think because we have that small-town feel. Whereas Seattle does not have a small town feel. And
true.
And so everybody knows everybody here in the Spokane area. When there's a crisis, the whole community comes together. And all of our nonprofits work really well together. It has a more of a family feel over on this side of the state.
Fascinating. Because, yeah, you would think, you know, even when you're up in Bellingham, like that is a small town.
Yeah.
But they're just adopting that, you know, bigger city feel.
For sure. And
interesting.
Yeah. And Bellingham is definitely a unique market as well. Like there's it's amazing how all in the same state, how the values of each community are different.
The best organizations who are in all these different communities just need to like adapt to what
yeah.
is there.
Yep, so, for sure.
And just be part of that fit.
Yep. You have to serve the community that you serve. And sometimes that means you're serving 60 communities. And so in my opinion, I think to be effective at marketing or business development, it's important to understand that each community has its own values and you have to be aware of those values. As an organization, of course, we have our own values as well. So if we were in a community that was not the same values as us, well, one, we probably wouldn't go into that community, but
sure.
So like we'll never compromise our own values, but little things like, because, you know, some cities have a more of a challenge with people who are experiencing homelessness. Some people have more of a challenge with workforce development. Yep. So
you've got a light bulb going off for me because, you know, we operate in multiple states. And sometimes we ask our project managers to, you know, engage in the community. And for a long time, we kind of had a little recipe here and like, hey, just follow this recipe. But over the recent years, we're like, hey, you live there.
Yeah.
What's really the impact? And since we opened that up, like our status in specifically Great Falls and Cheyenne, Wyoming has definitely grown because they know what they care about.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a duh moment where I'm sitting here talking to you, but it wasn't a few years ago. Like, oh no, this works here. Let's just make it work over there.
Yep. I
really profound. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. I'm a big believer that for a large organization or an organization that's in multiple communities, a cookie cutter approach is the enemy to progress because every community is different.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're going through a merge right now, so we're about to be part of a larger organization called Skookum. It's based out of Bremerton, Washington.
Yeah.
And they have I think they figured that part out. They have a regional approach. So they do these different regions, and everyone gets to have their own little flavor in the region, depending on, you know, where they're doing the work at.
Yep.
And I just see it working. And yeah, I'm just, thank you. Thanks for, you know, bringing me and our listeners, you know, up to speed on that.
Yeah, it's like, you bet. My pleasure.
That's awesome. Well, what else are you thinking about right now? What else would you like to share with our listeners while you're here?
Throughout our organization, every April we do something that we call an early saver campaign, because April, not a lot of just general community knows this, but April is National Credit Union Youth Month. So
definitely did not know this.
Yeah, no, it's not.
We do now.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's in honor of that, BECU, every April we do a kind of a cool campaign to teach kids more about financial education, how savings works, the importance of savings. And we do like a special offer in all of our branches. And without quoting like a super long compliance disclosure, I can't go too far into what the offer is, but we'll just suffice to say that if kids come in April to any BEC location, they get a special gift for setting up an early saver account. And that early saver account pays like a premium interest on the first $500. And it's really just all about teaching kids the importance of saving.
That's awesome too, and you're giving them those early wins, right? When they can see some growth on that 500, they're absolutely. Like, "Oh, really?"
Yep. And at some of our locations, we even have the Coinstar machines, and so kids can dump their piggy banks in the Coinstar, and if the money is going into an early saver account, we don't charge any fee for it either. And so cool. I think most Coinstars charge a certain percentage. But not if it's going into an early saver account.
Yeah, last time I used one of those, I saw that, and I took my bucket, and I'm like, I will go hand roll these.
Right.
I think that bucket still exists.
100%. It's a good way to make you save.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's just so cool. Eric, thank you so much for joining us today. Just really appreciate, you know, coming in, educating us about all the cool stuff BECU is doing. We're glad you're the face in Spokane. Like, so yeah, everybody, see Eric out and about, ask him some questions and, you know, learn more. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.